decidedly Christian, distinctly biblical, and just a little bit nuts. This is Squirrel Chatter.
And welcome to the Piney Woods, ladies and gentlemen. It is Wednesday, the 23rd of November, and we are coming to you from the ARN studios, high atop the tallest tree in the Piney Woods. It's good to have you with us. It's Thanksgiving week, and we are rolling toward the holiday. If you have not thawed out your turkey, it's probably too late. Order pizza. Mrs. Squirrel and I have a traditional pizza, and we're going to be actually going and picking those up today. We like Papa Murphy's home-to-bake pizza. We actually get his and hers pizzas. We cook two pizzas, so we have lots of leftovers, and we'll be eating pizza all weekend, which is not a bad way to do things. I personally, she likes the vegetarian pizza, but she substitutes, I believe, sometimes beef, sometimes chicken for the artichoke, because we are decidedly not vegetarian. And I always get the gourmet classic Italian, and I substitute jalapenos for the mushrooms. Good pizzas. I love Papa Murphy's. This is an unpaid endorsement. Squirrel Chatter is part of the Christian Podcast Community. I encourage you to head on over to ChristianPodcastCommunity.com and check out all the other great curated Christian podcasts over there. Wholesome, entertaining, informative. Good stuff to put in your earbuds, stuff you can be playing in the background when your children are around and you don't have to worry about hearing things that children shouldn't hear, which is always a good thing. We appreciate that. That's the ChristianPodcastCommunity.com, the home of Squirrel Chatter. But there have still seem to be some issues with the feed and getting Squirrel Chatter posted up there. So do make sure to subscribe to Squirrel Chatter at your favorite podcatcher. We are on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Audible, just about everywhere. Just open up your favorite podcast software and type Squirrel Chatter Podcast into the search bar and you should find us. Matter of fact, if you just Google Squirrel Chatter Podcast, we come up. It's easy to find. There just aren't a lot of podcasting squirrels out there in the world. There should be more, but that's just the way of it. Now, if you're a regular listener to Squirrel Chatter, you are aware that I am one of the bus drivers for our local school district who drive the team and activity bus. So I haul the sports teams all around the state for their various competitions. The Superior Bobcats and the Superior Lady Cats. And one of the sports that has become a favorite of mine, going back to the first year that I drove bus, which was 2011, for the school district, one of my favorite sports and one of my favorite teams to drive around is the girls' volleyball team. Of course, it's the kids have changed because it's been 10 years since I started, but it's always nice to, I appreciate the girls. I appreciate the time I get to spend with them. And I've come to greatly enjoy the sport. Well, not only do I follow my own local high school team, I also follow the teams of the children of good friends. And one of my very good friends, David Caldwell, is pastor of Santa Clarita Baptist Church in Santa Clarita, California. And attached to Santa Clarita Baptist Church is Santa Clarita Christian School. I happen to be friends with a couple of the staff members as well as Dave there. So it's nice to have connections down there. I've been to church there. I'll be there again in March for a G3 preaching symposium with Vody Bacham and Josh Bice. That's I'm looking forward to. That's going to be at Santa Clarita Baptist Church. But this year, my friend Dave, his youngest child, Dave and Christy's youngest child, Olivia, is a high school senior. I've known her since she was knee high. I think I've known her for 12 years. It's been a while. Lovely young lady, very smart and very athletic. And she is a volleyball player for the Santa Clarita Christian School. This was her senior season. And the Santa Clarita Christian School girls volleyball team last Friday night won the state championship. Kind of got overshadowed here on Squirrel Chatter because we had the Grizz Cat game coming up, but I do not want this to go unmentioned. The Santa Clarita Christian School girls volleyball team are the state champions. And this is from, I want to go through the article here from the Santa Clarita Valley Signal, which is the local newspaper for Santa Clarita, which is a little community about 45 minutes to an hour north of Los Angeles. And this is it. SCCS wins state volleyball title by Jonathan Andrade for the Signal. The chants in the Santiago Canyon College gym grew louder. Undefeated, undefeated. The Cardinal faithful hollered from the stands Friday night as the Santa Clarita Christian girls volleyball team stormed the court to celebrate a four-set victory over Skyline of Oakland in the CIF State Division V championship. "I literally yelled at Olivia, 'Am I dreaming? Did we win?'" said senior Ella Bank of the pandemonium that ensued. "It's definitely so surreal and so amazing." The Cardinals, who finished the season an unblemished 37-0 record, bested Skyline 28-26, 25-15, 18-25, 28-26 to claim Santa Clarita Christian's first ever girls' state title. The state crown was a perfect finish, pun intended, to a magical season for the Cardinals, who were so dominant that they only dropped four sets the entire season. Santa Clarita Christian managed to close out a tightly contested first frame on a fourth set point before easily taking a two-set lead in the second. The Cardinals sensed victory was near, but Skyline wasn't going quietly. A rowdy crowd willed life into the Titans, who stormed to a 16-8 advantage before Santa Clarita Christian would snap out of their apparent daze. While the Cardinals were able to narrow the deficit, Skyline would ultimately claim the third set to force a fourth frame. "We were a little relaxed, and they just came out better than ever," senior Navia Phillips said of the third set. Navia, I hope I'm pronouncing your name right. Navia Phillips said of the third set, "We were able to get it together." The teams exchanged points and leads in the fourth, staying within 4 points of each other throughout the frame. With Skyline leading 26-25, Santa Clarita Christian rattled off three state points to close out the championship bout. Rallying to a win in extra points was huge, said head coach Darcy Brown. "It showed their determination and their grit. I'm super proud of them." Phillips powered the Cardinals with a match-high 22 kills. Juniors Hannah Schaefer and Kesa Brown added 15 and 10 kills, respectively. Bank Caldwell and junior Bethany Wilson bolstered the attack. Dakota Rapalai and Chaney Brooks contributed on defense. After players and coaches gleefully posed for photos with their new medals and trophy, the Cardinals were greeted by a cheer tunnel comprised of parents, siblings, classmates, and friends. Tears flowed as congratulations filled the air of the cramped gymnasium lobby. "We really wanted this," Banks said. "We wanted to prove to not only each other, but to our families, our friends, our peers at home, that this is what we've been working for the past 2 years." Banks said the nerves she felt at school earlier in the day from being sent off by a gym full of ecstatic supporters had finally worn off. Gone with it was the self-imposed pressure of capping the perfect season. "These Cardinals are and always will be remembered as undefeated state champs." "Everything on Facebook and Instagram, it just felt like the whole town was behind us," said Olivia Caldwell, a senior. Even schools we played earlier in the year wanted to root for us. It showed our community is amazing. As the well-traveled Cardinal crowd continued to congratulate the champs in the corridor, Phillips paused to savor the moment. I definitely wanted to have the last match be a win. Something to remember, the senior said. I think this is the best way to end it. Congratulations, SCCS Lady Cardinals. 37-0 on the season. This is the way the California Interscholastic Federation wrote it up. That's the governing body of high school sports in California. Sip of coffee, which I am drinking out of my Santa Clarita Baptist Church coffee mug this morning in honor of the Cardinals. I don't have an actual Cardinals mug. Should probably look into that, get a t-shirt or something. This is the way the California Interscholastic Federation wrote it up. Division 5, Santa Clarita Christian defeats Skyline 3-1, 28-26, 25-15, 18-25, 28-26. Santa Clarita Christian of Canyon Country completed an unbeaten season by outlasting Skyline of Oakland 28-26, 25-15, 18-25, 28-26 on Friday afternoon in a drama-filled Division 5 championship match that could as easily have gone the other way. The Cardinals, 37-0, fought off four Game 4 set points, any one of which would have sent the contest to a fifth and deciding set, to capture their first-ever volleyball state title and the first girls' state title for the school in any sport. That is just awesome. So I've been kind of giddy about this all weekend, even as I was focused on the Grizz-Cat game, because I wasn't able to watch the game Friday night. It was behind a paywall. But I did. I was, of course, following Olivia's parents on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, and got the scores, knew when they won. Yeah, it started jumping up and down all alone here in my office on Friday night. Very ecstatic. Ran out into the living room to tell Mrs. Squirrel. It was a good time. So we cheer on and congratulate the Santa Clarita Christian School Lady Cardinals on their undefeated perfect season, capped by a state championship. And how awesome is that? Liv Caldwell, as I said, is the senior on the team. And there was a quote from her in the article I just read. She shares my love for Chick-fil-A. That is something we share, and we have dined at Chick-fil-A together on more than one occasion. So we can cheer for her and live next time I'm in California, which will be next March. I'll buy you another Chick-fil-A dinner to celebrate, because I won't see you till then. All right. Well, we are continuing to read through the New Testament in the Legacy Standard Bible. We are in the book of the Revelation. We're going to be in chapter 8 this morning. And before we get into the scriptures, let's go to the Lord in prayer. O Lord, our Governor, whose glory fills all the world, we commend this nation to your merciful care, that we may be guided by your providence and dwell secure in your peace. Grant to the President of the United States and the governors of the 50 states, and to all in authority, wisdom and strength to know and to do your will. Fill them with the love of truth and righteousness, and make them continually mindful of their calling to serve this people in reverent obedience to you, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. Blessed Lord, who hast caused all holy scripture to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of thy holy word we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which thou hast given us in our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. And switching over to the Bible app, which is now in the Psalms. I guess I used this last night for something else, which I'm allowed to do. It's my Bible app. Okay, let's get to Revelation chapter 8. All right. Revelation, the 8th chapter, again from the Legacy Standard Bible. When he opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. Then I saw the seven angels who stood before God, and seven trumpets were given to them. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and much incense was given to him, so that he might add it to the prayers of all the saints on the golden altar, which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense went up with the prayers of the saints out of the angel's hand before God. Then the angel took the censer and filled it with the fire of the altar and threw it to the earth. And there followed peals of thunder and sounds and flashes of lightning and an earthquake. And the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound them. And the first sounded, and there came hail and fire mixed with blood, and they were thrown to the earth. And a third of the earth was burned up, and a third of the trees were burned up, and all the green grass was burned up. And the second angel sounded, and something like a great mountain, burning with fire, was thrown into the sea. And a third of the sea became blood, and a third of the creatures which were in the sea, those which had life, died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. And the third angel sounded, and a great star fell from heaven, burning like a torch, and it fell on a third of the rivers and on the springs of waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. And a third of the waters became wormwood, and many men died from the waters because they were made bitter. And the fourth angel sounded, and a third of the sun and a third of the moon and a third of the stars were struck, so that a third of them would be darkened, and the day would not shine for a third of it, and the night in the same way. Then I looked, and I heard an eagle flying in mid-heaven, saying with a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe to those who dwell on the earth, because of the remaining blasts of the trumpet of the three angels who are about to sound." This is the word of the Lord. Well, thank you once again for being with us here on Squirrel Chatter. I want to apologize about the audio issues I had yesterday. If you were watching the live stream, you realized that the audio was not all that good and you didn't get the music. The reason was that for some reason, my soundboard had quit talking to my computer. And so my computer, which is, of course, the source of the live stream, was using the built-in microphone on the camera. So that was the sound that you got yesterday instead of the sound from the microphone and the soundboard. So the sound quality was not up to our usual standards. Now, if you were listening just to the audio podcast, which I said you please subscribe to and download, leave us a five-star rating on Apple or on Google and help spread the word about Squirrel Chatter. If you were listening to the audio podcast, you got all the perfect sound because that goes through the soundboard. But if you were watching the live stream on Facebook or Twitter, the sound quality was not all that good yesterday. So today should be a little bit better. I realized what the problem was afterwards. My computer had just done an update, and somehow it had flipped the settings, and I had to reset up my my broadcast software to take the sound from the soundboard and not the camera. Oh, well, little things that happen to us every day. Just a little program note. We will have Squirrel Chatter tomorrow. There will be no Squirrel Chatter Thursday or Friday. I am taking the holiday weekend off. It's my intention to sleep in as much as possible. Thursday, we're obviously Mrs. Squirrel and I are going to eat pizza, and we're going to watch the football games, the Thanksgiving football games. We're not getting together with my family this year. We just didn't make plans to do so. So we're just going to stay home and do nothing. The two of us watch football, eat pizza. We're going to rewatch the first three episodes of the Wheel of Time series on Amazon Prime before the fourth episode drops on Friday. This is a book series that, started out in the early 90s that I started reading back when it first came out, and was faithfully reading the whole series. And so I'm very interested to watch the video. I liked it, and I understand that filmmaking is a different type of storytelling than a book, which makes perfect sense. In a book, the author can tell you what a character is thinking. Obviously, you can't do that on a film production, unless you're doing like a voiceover where the main character narrates their thoughts. So I understand that there are necessary departures from the story when transitioning from book to film. But there seemed to me that there were some unnecessary departures from the book. And I regret that. But when we watched it earlier in the week or last weekend, whenever we watched the first episodes, I think it was they dropped Friday, so I think it was Friday or Saturday that we watched them. We were, at least I was, watching more for the differences. And, that's not in the book. Oh, I like how they did that. Oh, you know, I was being very judgmental. So I want to watch them again for themselves, if that makes sense. Now be advised, there is some language. There is some unnecessary language. In the book, Robert Jordan had developed an entire lexicon of cursing that was very world-specific, that was not actually offensive to modern language, didn't use any of the modern common curse words. Unfortunately, they decided to put those into the film version instead of using Jordan's perfectly good cursing lexicon that he had developed, which I thought was very, very sad. There is some brief nudity. It's not the Game of Thrones. And even the nudity that was there was just the backside. So you're not seeing much that shouldn't be seen. It was unnecessary, but I wasn't too put off by that. The language bothered me more. There's some references to homosexuality that were not in the book that certainly didn't need to be there. The book was very, very straightforward. The book was also very, very full of references to the creator. And while the central theme of the stories, there is a reincarnation theme, there was very much in evidence a creator of the world. And the creator wasn't even mentioned in the films so far. So we'll see how that goes. But like I said, obviously, you know, Robert Jordan has passed away. So it wasn't, Brandon Sanderson finished the novel series from his notes and recordings, and it was edited by Robert Jordan's wife, who edited the entire series, and he was handpicked by her to finish the books. And so there is the book series is finished. Very good. Highly recommend it. The Wheel of Time series by Robert Jordan. Check it out. So far, I'm not as enamored with the film, although the costuming, the costuming has some problems. For some reason, Hollywood thinks that everything medieval or medieval-like, because obviously it was a fantasy world, everything has to be grimy. You know, people in the Middle Ages washed their faces. They washed their clothes. They didn't bathe as regularly as we do, but we didn't bathe as regularly as we do as 100 years ago. Daily bathing was considered to be unhealthy. But people, were clean. And I think that's something that people often look sight of, and everything in the Middle Ages has to be grimy and dark and washed out colors and everything. It's like, no, it's like, we'll get into that later. No, I've gone on long enough. Let's go ahead and close out the show. Thanks for being with us. Do the things you ought to do. Don't do the things you ought not to do. Whatever you do, do it for the glory of the Lord. Hope to see you again here tomorrow for another Squirrel Chatter. Take care. God bless.
Squirrel Chatter is recorded in front of a live studio hamster.